Hello, everybody, and welcome to Financial Fridays with Dawn, where I come to you live each and every Friday and share a topic related to your money. So I put the question out there last week, and someone responded. They wanted to know some general investment ideas for business owners, particularly the self-employed. So that's what we'll be talking about today. So first, before we get into investing, let's just make sure you have your business set up properly. So the first thing you want to do is you're going to want to talk to your accountant, because if you're a single member LLC, it might be better off to become an S Corp. So that way you're going to save money on the profit of anything your business makes. You won't have to pay those extra taxes on the profit. I'm not a tax advisor, so I won't get into all those details. But I just know from experience, I switched last year and I saved a lot of money in taxes by doing that. And then when you do become an S Corp, you're going to need to have a good payroll company to work with, someone that understands the ins and outs. You can't just go write your own checks because there is a lot of laws and you don't want to be hit with some headaches and penalties at the end of the year. So it just takes the hassle away. You don't make any money doing payroll, so farm that out. And if you needed anyone, I work with some payroll companies. I'd be happy to refer you to them. Another thing too is, okay, now that you have your business set up, you're going to want to separate your money. You're going to want to have your personal money be your personal money and your business account be your business money. So you'll pay everything from the business through your business checking account, and then you'll pay like your personal expenses to the personal. This also makes it easier to tax time for your accountant as well. And I recommend everybody work with an accountant. You don't do TurboTax on your own because there's laws and different things that and strategies that a tax professional can help you with. And also what I use too to help me keep organized is QuickBooks Online. Accountants will love you, or keep very detailed spreadsheets as I do. But I still also do the QuickBooks Online. It just makes it easier. Everything's nice and organized. You don't want to show up to your accountant with a huge box of receipts because that's just going to frustrate them. Keep it simple, smooth, and easier, and you might even save some money that way. The other thing that you want to do is also have a business credit card where you pay all your business expense, like your gas and all that. Have that come out of that card and have your personal. You just want to separate everything. Also, from a legal standpoint, too, there's all these legalities involved, which again, I'm not an attorney, so I'm not going to give you legal advice on that. And then here's another thing too, especially if you might have multiple businesses, what you're going to want to do is have another separate checking account just based for taxes. And what I mean by taxes is, like I have multiple businesses. So what I do is on stuff that's just not in an S Corp, I save 20% of any income that I receive and I just put it right into that account, because I still have to pay quarterly taxes on those, and you don't want to be scrambling at the end of the year, like, oh, I got to pay all these taxes. You have it right there, you pay as you go, you don't miss it, because it's not like you had it in your personal account. So that's the basics for what I would do if you're self-employed. So now let's talk about saving some money. What are some good ideas? Well, again, this all depends on your tax bracket. So let's say you're in the 12 to 24% tax bracket or higher, then you're going to want to get some tax deductions. And for a single person, employer person, one of the strategies that you could do is to open up a SEP. And what a SEP is a simplified employee pension. So it's in retirement, and you could save up to 25% of compensation into this account, up to a maximum of $55,000 for the year. So this may or may not be right for you. Again, you want to sit down with someone, hopefully myself, and we could look at your whole situation and see, does this make sense for you? Or does a solo 401k make sense? And what that is that you can't have any employees, although you could have your spouse involved. And again, it's 25. Let me just check my notes here to make sure I don't want to give wrong information. Yeah, it's 25% of your the employer contribution and a max of $18,500 that you can put in, or $24,500 if you're age 50 and older, for a total contribution of $55,000 between employer, meaning yourself, and the employee, also yourself. So again, $55,000. If you're over age 50, you can put up to $61,000. But now let's say you have such a great accountant and you're only in like the 12% tax bracket, then you're not going to worry so much about tax deferral. You're going to worry about tax-free. So for that, you could open up like a Roth account. But again, that's kind of limited. You can't put that much into a Roth, only $5,500 or $6,500 if you're 50 and older. But what I love is there's something called overfunded life insurance. Now, there's no limits, and it's all tax-free coming out. So you put it in tax deferred, you take it out properly, comes out tax free. So that's kind of just some general investing ideas. Again, you're going to want to work with a qualified professional. You want your team. You want to have your accountant, your attorney, and your financial professional, such as myself. And so I hope this was helpful. And if you have any other suggestions or any other money topics that you want to hear, be sure to write me below in the comments. I want to try to keep these videos short. I know we're all busy. So if you want further information, I'd be happy to offer you a free consultation. I do it all the time. I love helping people. So, and again, my little disclaimer here, I'm a registered investment advisor representative of Caitlin John Private Wealth Management. My company is DS Financial Strategies. You can find me on the web at dsfinancialstrategies.com, or you can call me at 215-660-0288. And thanks for tuning in. Until next Friday, have a great day.